from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for 30 minutes of light classical music. Hello there, I'm Maurice O'Brien de Clare. Welcome to this edition of Melody Time. Fittingly enough, I'd like to begin our program with an overture. It's from an opera called The African that created quite a stir when it was first premiered in 1865 in Paris, but is today largely forgotten. Giacomo Meyerbeer was born Jakob Liebmann Meyerbeer near Berlin in 1791. He was a much-traveled composer, having written and produced operas in Munich, Stuttgart, and Vienna, which were failures, and in Paris, London, and Berlin, which were successes. His French operas, for example, were produced on an extremely lavish scale and were calculated to appeal to the then current fashion for medievalism, the supernatural, and the macabre. He enjoyed an enormous vogue in his day and exercised a considerable influence on the development of opera. Verdi's Don Carlos and Puccini's Turandot, for example, are traced to Meyerbeer, not only for their spectacular stage effects, but also for the skillful way in which crowd and solo scenes were produced. Now, for almost 20 years, he worked on The African. He corrected, improved, and added to the score and libretto so that in the end it was truly of monumental proportions. In other words, far too long. He was forced to cut arias, choruses, and whole scenes for the premiere. Some say that this broke his heart, as he died before the premiere could be performed. The Belgian composer François Fétis completed the work, and The African was finally premiered, as I said, in 1865, 1 year after Meyerbeer's death. The evening was a posthumous triumph for the composer, helped no doubt by the dramatic content of the plot and music, the African queen in question being the noble Queen Silica, and the opera's hero none other than the explorer and adventurer Vasco da Gama, who opened up the sea route around Africa to India and Asia. The overture to Giacomo Meyerbeer's The African is played now by the orchestra of the Paris Opera, conducted by Georges Sebastian.
Thank you.
the overture to the opera The African by Giacomo Meyerbeer, the tragic story of a noble queen who freely goes to her death for the sake of her lover. We can also find the same theme in Puccini's Madame Butterfly. As I said earlier, he was much influenced by Meyerbeer. Here, too, the noble Japanese lady Chōchō-san follows the strict traditional code of honor of her country and commits harakiri because of her lover. When Madame Butterfly was first premiered at the Milan Scala in 1904, it received a very cool reception. It was only after Puccini had revamped it, so to speak, that it began its steep climb to fame and popularity. I'd like you now to listen to the famous humming chorus. The unfortunate Chōchō-san waits patiently and, alas, in vain throughout the whole night for her faithless lover. Humming chorus from Madame Butterfly by Giacomo Puccini. The orchestra and chorus of the Maggio Musicale Florence was conducted by Maurizio Arena. Well, after so much tragic drama, I think it's time for a little gaiety and temperament, and I've chosen just the man. It's the Spanish violinist and composer Pablo de Sarasate, and I've chosen one of the maestro's favorite compositions, Andalusian Romance. Itzhak Perlman is accompanied on the piano by Samuel Saunders. ¶¶ And it's only a short step from the violin virtuosity of Pablo de Sarasate and Andalusian Romance to the gypsy violins of the Hungarian composer, Emeric Kallmann. In his operettas, and whenever the plot allowed, he would introduce the folk music of his native Hungary. Together with his famous compatriots Béla Bartók and Zoltán Kodály, Kallmann made a serious and intensive study of Hungarian folk music. At the turn of the century, you had three main types of operetta: Viennese, Berlin, and Parisian. Kallmann added a fourth type, the Hungarian. I'd like you now to listen to a romantic song from one of Kallmann's most popular operettas, Gräfin or Countess Maritza. Höre ich Zigeuner Geigen, wachen alle Wünsche auf. Roughly, when I hear the sound of the gypsy violins, then my desire awakes. In this historic recording, Gretel Hartung is accompanied by the Cologne Radio Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Franz Marzelek. That romantic song was from the operetta Gräfin Maritza by the Hungarian composer Emmerich Kallmann. Our final musical destination is a tiny principality way back in the good old times. It's called Schaumburg-Lippe, and the delightful town of Bückeburg is the royal residence. Well, about 125 years ago, August Labitzky and his dance orchestra from Bohemia paid a visit to Bückeburg. He was enormously popular, and he stayed on and on, much to the delight and pleasure of the Bückeburgers. But finally, he just had to leave, much to the sorrow of all. In gratitude, however, he presented them with a timeless and priceless present, a waltz. Listen now to the Bückeburger Waltz by August Labitzky. It's played by the Northwest German Philharmonic, conducted by Heinz Gieser. Brückeburger Waltz by August Libitsky. And there we end this edition of Melody Time. The program, which was produced by Rick Fulker with sound engineer Winfried Neumann, came to you from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Germany. This has been Maurice O'Brien de Clare wishing you all the very best. And do take care, won't you? Bye now.